There's a missionary who was walking through the jungle, and then he heard something behind him, a lion stalking him. He was all alone by himself, so he decided to pray, "God, please let this lion to be a Christian lion and spare me." Well, the lion was indeed following him, and he was a Christian lion. And the Christian lion said to God, "Lord, thank you for the meal that I'm about to receive." Let's just recap these 2 weeks that we are looking into two aspects of our Christian lives, which are very important, fundamental, both for us as individuals as well as a church. That is, word and prayers. Let's recap from last week what I shared. God speak to us through the word, which is found in scriptures, but beyond that as well. That is the word rail. And through prayer, which is what we are going to look at today, the prayer rail, we respond to God in our words, in our spirit, in praises, and even in meditation, which result in our communion with God. The word rail, as I mentioned, revealed to us the wonderful things, as we found in the psalm last week, the wonderful things from God, from His word, revealed to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. God gives us sights and insights so that we can see what He is speaking to us. We can also see what is around us, beyond our family unit or sphere. And we need to soak in the Word of God, read it daily, regularly, open our Bibles, or in our modern days, open our apps. Read the Word of God. Allow the Word of God to soak us in His grace and mercy. And if that is going to happen, then the two rails need to go side by side. The prayer rail has to be built up and built in so that the word and the prayer are going hand in hand. So that our whole being is bathed in prayer and in word. And this morning we are going to focus on prayers. Everything we do, whether at a personal level, at a community level, whether we come together for meals, for seminars and so on, we need to have prayers, bathing in prayers. But we must not just be stocking up the brain with facts, but seeking through prayer the opening of eyes to grasp the wonder of God's creation, His word, and everything else. We are familiar with these three words: ask, seek, and knock. And in fact, the three passages today all linked together in one common theme, that is praying. Jeremiah talked about crying to God and ask God, and God will deliver His promises to restore Judah as he may also restore us today. Then in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, he talks about, towards the end of that passage read out to us, that that he prayed for people. We need to pray for one another, like what we have in our prayer chain, and when we have other times when we come together and pray. A powerful thing. One of the things that we share on our Wednesday morning Holy Communion is that we have time for prayers and intercession, prayer requests, and how people share that God has answered their prayers. And of course, the gospel today we read there, where we pray, how we should pray, what kind of words we should be using, and how we can focus on the true aspects of prayer. Open my eyes, that's what the psalmist says in Psalm 119. Open our eyes when he's talking to God. Open my eyes that I may behold the wondrous things that is around me. It is absolutely crucial for me that my prayer is saturated with the Word, and that my Bible reading be saturated with prayer. Those are the grails that I've been sharing with you, hand in hand. That's how I can commune with God. And this communion of hearing and speaking is what leads to our transformation, which is at the heart of what it means to be a Christian. That we are renewed and transformed daily, as Paul says, through the Word of God and through prayers. Simply put, praying God's Word means speaking God's language. It means talking to God using God's own words. We don't need to waste time on formulas or the right way to pray. The process comes from what is in our hearts and on our mind as we commune with God. So, dear friends, prayer is foundational life. And I personally have seen how prayers have changed people's lives and hearts being transformed. Sometimes the whole communion is impacted as a result of people praying together and praying for one another. Prayer is powerful, and it's one way God has invited us to join Him in His work. So let me share with you 3 points this morning on prayer. Pray with scriptures, and I have gave some example from time to time in our pew sheet. God invites us to intimately connect with Him through prayer. What better way to do that than to use His own words in the Bible? Now, if we look at a familiar passage of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, let me read this out to you. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We're familiar with these words. We read it many times. And here, how I may change that to a prayer, if you allow me to share that with you. using the same words in the scripture, I would pray, Lord, I thank you that I don't have to be anxious about anything. I thank you that I can lay every burden and every care at your feet. Instead of trying to fix my problems on my own, I thank you that I can give them to you. Thank you, Lord, that when I give you my anxiety and my worries, you give me your peace. Even when things may be going wrong, internally I can have peace. And Lord, help me to do this. Help me to lay these anxieties at your feet. Help me to give them to you even when I would much rather hang on to them. Help me to trust you to do what only you can do, instead of trying to do what I cannot do. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That is using God's word and turn it into a prayer. The second point I'd like to make is that the Holy Spirit is our helper. The Holy Spirit helps us in my weaknesses and your weaknesses. When we don't know what God wants us to pray for, the Holy Spirit prays for us instead, and with groanings that cannot be expressed in words, praying in the Spirit. And the Father, who knows that all hearts, knows that the Spirit is saying, that's what Romans tells us, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. Pray in the Spirit. Let the Spirit lead and guide us in prayer. Sometimes we can just sit there. There were times, I still remember a situation when I was serving in Singapore. One of my congregation, a couple, their daughter was only 3 years old, but stricken with one of the rarest cancer. In fact, she was the only second case in the whole of Singapore of that kind of cancer. And we knew the parents were struggling. We knew it was how tough it is. And when I was asked to pray seriously, I was stuck with words. How do you pray in this situation? Do you pray for healing? Do you pray for a miracle? Yes, of course we can. Do you pray for a touch of peace for the parents? Yes, we can. But in the end, words just fail me. I couldn't find the words in that kind of situation, how to even pray for people in such a situation. My heart was aching for the parents. I couldn't find words. So in the end, I just sat with the parents and holding their hands without words. But I believe that we have sensed what is in our hearts at that moment. Even without words, we know and understood how each other felt. Sometimes we can just pray without words. The Holy Spirit lead and guide us. And the third point, and the last point, pray for sight. Pray for sight. If you believe that apart from God's opening our hearts, you don't see the glory in the Bibles and wonders. In other words, if we really need to see, we need to dig deep, we need to open our eyes. One of the ads that sometimes, I don't know where you come across on your phone or something, it's not talking about prayer. It says, if you only look at the surface or stay at the surface, that's all you see. And I always remember that phrase. If we only look at the Bible, we look at God and look at the surface, that's all we see, just the surface. But we need to go deeper in God's word. We need to pray deeper into God's word. And we need to develop that relationship so that we can see better. see better of God. And we need to ask God to give us that sight, that glory, that wonders that we can see. So, what are we going to do? If God doesn't help me to see, if He doesn't give me a heart for Him and to see things His way He wills, if He doesn't transform me or circumcise my heart and take out the heart of stone and open my eyes, I will be blind and as callous and as rebellious and as dead as a rock. That's the reality. So friends, ask, seek, and knock. Dara and I enjoy our prayer time together after we share a passage of devotion. And we pray many things. We pray for you, we pray for the church, we pray for friends we know, we pray for anything. And you know, sometimes our list seems to be growing longer and longer and longer. There seems to be more and more people and things to pray for. But we are asking, we are seeking, and we are knocking on heaven's door and asking God to intervene in the lives of people. And we have seen prayer's answer. Prayer answer. Wonderful things that has happened in the lives of people that we pray for. Not that we have contributed it, but it is through the might and the power, the mercy and the love of God that prayers are answered. Ask, seek, and knock. If you are praying like that, then God has already come. Let me just close with some typical prayers. And a number of these found in Psalm 119 and also the Psalm we have heard today. Psalm 119 verse 18, it says, "Open my eyes that I may behold the wonders of God." Open our eyes to see the wonders of God. In verse 12, "Teach me your statutes," asking God to instruct me so that I can follow His words, His commands, His laws, and abide with them. In verse 27, "Make me understand the way of your precept." I need insight, I need understanding, I need wisdom so I can see God's wisdom applying my life in the lives of others. In verse 36, "Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain." Surrendering ourselves so that God take away stuff that is not good for me, but put stuff that is good for me into my lives and in my hearts. And in verse 88, "In your steadfast love, give me life, that I may keep the testimony of your mouth." That when we are fed by the word of God, that it gives me life, and it allows me to love. And the last bit, let me close with this, is in Psalm 5 that we have heard today. "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectingly. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence, I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness. Make your way straight before me." That's a pretty good prayer to pray every day. May you find strength and encouragement through the Word of God. May you find an intimate relationship with God as you commune with him through word and prayer. This I ask and pray for you, for each and every one of us. Amen.